There are going to be some changes in the way that not only do you view the world, but the way you respond to the world. In a time when there was more agreement about what was moral, about what was right, what was wrong, we are being black and white here a bit, but there was a whole line of what we are going to call acceptable behavior. And so it was somewhat relaxing because you knew that everyone knew. But now, in this great reshifting, there has been a loss of what is acceptable and what is not. And in times previous to this, you could actually call something out and say that is not acceptable. But in some circumstances now, you can no longer do that. Putting yourself in a very, tricky to balance position, which is you must still know that that is not what it should be. And you must hold that knowledge that that is not what it should be. And you are now called upon with your own knowledge and your own behavior to be what is acceptable and to hold that, to move with it and to show that to the world around you. It means that more vigilance is required and more patience and more understanding that truth, like light, will rise. It always will. And when something is not right, there will be something that teaches that that is not right. And so you are going to find yourself feeling, very wise, wiser than you thought you were going to feel, because there are people around you now who are still having to learn about the cause and effect of morality, the cause and effect of behavior, the cause and effect of ethics. So you must hold that because you already know about that. But you are going to have to watch while people make the old mistakes. And you are going to have to hold in the center. And many of them will learn from the mistakes and will rise back up to the plateau where they belong. Some will not. In one sense, that has always been true. But there was at least more of a common understanding of what was acceptable and what was not. And what you want to remember is that in these upsetting times, the light is still at work, but it is startling sometimes to realize that people do not have certain basic information about life and about the best way to live it. So you are going to end up being teachers. Not teachers because you are having a class, but teachers because you are who you are. And that is going to be where the power exists for you. Now, as you are doing this, of course, there is your own growth. And that continues. Learning how to depart from the path of fear. In the midst of all of this, this is a great learning and a difficult one, because wherever you are afraid, you're not going to be in balance. And where you're not in balance, you're not going to have your own power. Now, what this means is, this does not mean that you can never feel fear or that it can never be a part of your life, but it does mean that when you feel fear, you must also look for the way out of feeling fear. And once again, that is not, as you say, an easy path, but it is a fine spiritual goal for your own development. To stay in fear, to be caught in fear, to keep your thoughts in fear, to react from fear, that is not going to help you move forward. And since the movement now is going on so quickly, you want to get to this perhaps more quickly than you have in the past. So you acknowledge fear because acknowledgement is the first step of release. And then there is a moment when you want to say, I have this fear because I believe what? And that is the way that we begin to dissemble it, because every fear is connected to a belief, other than the survival ones, which are in a whole other category. If the train is coming, do not ask, simply get off the track. But the fears that happen inside of you and that happen in your life, those are the ones we must take on now. Because when you are in fear, as you well know, your own energy is diminished. It is narrow, it is small, it is angry, and it is not going to do your life any good. So in acknowledging fear and saying, what belief am I carrying that keeps this fear alive? In other words, it is very important movement to bring the questions back inside. To be blunt, it would be if you looked outside of yourself and you saw a person or a situation and you felt fear and you immediately said, I am afraid because of you, because of this situation, because of what has happened out here. You are wasting your energy, because that will never free you from fear. That simply sends your power out to a place where your power should not be. And if anything, ultimately, that will increase your fear. And we do not want to do that. And we are all, of course, are working on judgment. But judgment is one of the manifestations of fear. Inevitably, you will find that there is a belief behind it. So when you acknowledge it and you say, what do I believe here? And then you're going to feel strongly that you want to blame, that you want to look out here and say, well, I am afraid because of you, because of this, because of something else. Then it is time to draw your energy back into your body and look at the belief that goes with all of that fear and begin to stop feeding it and to dissemble it. And this is an advanced spiritual course when you are able to do this. And but that is part of the way that you are going to hold this example of how to move ethically, how to move in strength. And it is the example that so many people around you are going to need to see. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, love goes. Feel a warm rain fall, and let the warm rain wash away the stress of the week. Let it go. Open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe directly above your head, full and generous, wise and kind. And as you open to it, feel it flow into your third eye. Open your third eye and make you wise. Feel the flow of light into your throat. And feel the throat center being cleared of any criticism that may be with you of yourself or anyone else. Let it leave. Feel the flow of golden light down to your body and into your heart. And let the golden light cover your heart center and heal fear in all of its aspects. Feel your heart becoming strong again and able to expand and grow. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace any emotions you no longer wish to carry with you in your body. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the second center. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the root, clearing away any material in the root that would keep you from creating your life. And let the golden light spread through your head, changing your thoughts. Down through your spine, making you strong. Through your trunk, healing you. Across your shoulders, down your back, relieving you of burden. Through your arms and your hands, making you wise about what you hold and what you release. Let the golden light flow down through your legs and into your feet. And know yourself filled and loved. Now move your attention into your heart center and see the gift there that the universe has left for you. Rest the mind and know the gift. Now feel the golden light fill you and move outside of your body to make a field of attraction, to draw to you what is good, to draw to you the knowledge that in all things you are enough. Now begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.